Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Just to behold his face one day, to stand in the presence of the King, that's all I want him to do is to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant.
Take me to the King,
I'm tired, options are few, I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm altered down, hurt and abused. I can't face what's left. Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone to gaze upon your glory and sing to you this song. Take me to the King. Truth is, it's time to stop playing these games. We need a word for the people's pain. So let's be we're chasing after you. Oh, no rules, no religion. I made my decision to run to you, the healer that I need. Take me to the King. Don't have much to bring. My heart. Don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my
yeah!
heart. It's time to make a change.
Hallelujah. I
surrender all.
Hallelujah.
I surrender. Don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. Oh Lord, but this is my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there. Just leave me there alone. Do you want to gaze upon His glory? Do you want to hear Him say, "Well done"? That good is faithful.
Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, welcome to another time of Matters of the Heart broadcast with Apostle Dr. Susia Smallwood. She'll be coming up shortly, ladies and gentlemen, but you better give God some praise today for that powerful song by Pamela Mann. Yes, yes, yes. Praise God, praise God. Yes, yes. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Matters of the Heart, and your heart matters, according to Dr. Susia Smallwood. She loves you guys so much, and she's bringing the word to you today. But we just want to thank God for His Son. Thank God for who He is, the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Spirit. And let's get started on Matters of the Heart, because you matter. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening live right now, you can put that number out there. 347, Dr. Smallwood is live right now, 347-843-4559. You guys been tweeting and texting and faxing out, whatever, out all day. Put that number out there, because Dr. Smallwood's on the network today on Matters of the Heart. 347-843-4559 is the number. And let's get the Lord another hand clap of praise and give you a little update on Doc real quick. Amen. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Smallwood is an amazing woman of God. She loves the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. She's been in radio, as you can tell right now. She's also been on television. She has spoken all around the world, continues to bring the good message and good healing message of Jesus Christ as well. She's also a mental life health coach, ladies and gentlemen. She's a wellness coach, motivational speaker, empowerment speaker. And she's also a wonderful, and she loves this part too as well, an advocate and counselor for domestic violence and suicide prevention. So ladies and gentlemen, all around the globe, we present to you today our wonderful Dr. Apostle Susia Smallwood on the network. So we thank you so much for being with us today. This is Matters of the Heart. Dr. Smallwood, welcome to the broadcast today.
Good morning. God bless you. We praise God today. We thank him. Hallelujah. God bless you. Let's honor the man of God, Dr. Kevin Vaughn. Let's give it up for Dr. Kevin Vaughn, because we honor the Lord for this man of God, this great man of God. Let's give it up. Let's honor those men. Let's acknowledge them in the work that they do. Thank God for you, Dr. Vaughn. I honor you today.
Thank you.
I honor the Lord Jesus Christ. His hand is definitely on your life. You know that he's doing great things in your life, as he is in many others. But you know that God got you. He got you covered.
Amen, Apostle.
Many other people. You have so many people. God honors that. Thank the Lord today for our Heavenly Father. We thank the Lord for his Son, Jesus, for the Holy Spirit. We thank God for the women and men of God that are out there on the front lines on the battlefield. They are first responders as well. Every time there's a crisis, someone calls on them. We think about first responders as medical people, but not necessarily. The first responders are those that are in touch with Jesus Christ and have access into the kingdom, and they can get an answer, a right now answer from God, and that's faster than any first responder in the natural. Bless the Lord today. I am founder of After God's Own Heart Ministries and Matters of the Heart. So I thank the Lord today for Matters of the Heart, because there's so many people today that are going through so many things, because there's so much mess that's going on in the world today. People's hearts and their minds are in turmoil. So they may sit in secret, but they suffer, and then they end up sad, as you can see, over the television, on the radio, and many times suicides, depending on your ranking in who you are. Your suicide may not never hit the media, but nonetheless, you're just as much dead. And a lot of times, these deaths can be prevented. So, yes, I don't have no shame in nothing I say. No, we do not do enough for mental health, because those are souls and their hearts matter to God and they matter to me. I don't care how anybody feel about it. I say what I say and I do not apologize for it. They're human beings. We never know what shape we might be in one day. We never know what a family member may be going through. And you don't know what thing triggers a person to snap. We don't know, but let's not judge them. Let's not label them, but reach out a hand. If not, send up a prayer. You can do that. God, intervene on their behalf. Keep them in your prayer. Keep them in your thoughts. Thank the Lord for who he is today. God cares about also, that was not God's plan to send his son here to die so that people could feel so overwhelmed that they would have to take their life, because there's no resource, there's no advocate, there's no voice, and they've lost their voice. That's not why Jesus died, spit in his face. Things that God has done for us. And let's be concerned about more than our household. When we pray, let's pray for our world leaders, for the president, and for our pastors, and our shepherds, and our elders, and our church mothers. Come on, people, the apostles, the prophets, the teachers, the lay people. All God's people have a purpose. They have a ordained title or not, you're still a child of God if you've been born again. You're either son or your daughter, but you're one of his children. So we thank God for you today. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you today, God, for this is the day that the Lord has made. We thank you, Lord, that you kept us through the night, oh God. You allow no hurt, harm, and danger to come to us, oh God. Lord, we thank you for those that may be listening in. We thank you for those that may come back and listen to it later, God. We just want to say thank you because you're good. You're good. You are good. You're merciful. You're holy. You're righteous. You're omnipotent, God. You're omniscient, God. You, God, because all power, you're holy, holy, holy. God, we thank you that you're just. We thank you, God, that you provide. You thank you. We thank you, Father, that you are our healer even when we're sick, God. You heal our bodies, oh God. We thank you, God, even though we may suffer losses in our family and loved ones, oh God. But, Lord, your arms are not so short that you cannot wrap your arms around us and embrace us, oh God, though weeping and endure for a night. God, you still, you return our joy. You give us joy back in the morning. So, God, we thank you today, God, that you are God, that no matter what situation we're going through, God, that you're bigger than any situation. And not only that, God, you have the answer before the question even arises. So, Father, we embrace you today. We embrace you. We embrace your word, God. And we're so grateful to you, God, for your grace and your mercy. God, we don't get what we deserve, God, because of your love for us, God. And I thank you, God, that you don't give me what I deserve because I don't have a lot of cut cards. So, God, you know, sometimes, you know, it is what it is. And I kind of just give it out there. I said, but God, that's the area that in me, you only you can fix that in me. I said, but God, sometimes that's the only way that people can receive as long as you are trying to, honey, baby, sugarcoat. They never understand until you get hard rock solid. Listen, there's a heaven and there's a hell. You can do right or you can do wrong. But there's a choice involved and there's a consequence for either choice you make. So, Father, we thank you that people would make the right choices, that they would give their lives to you, that they would hear something today. And, God, this is a book that people try to avoid. But this is a book, God, that I'm going straight into. I don't care. I'm going straight into it. And, God, I'm going to preach it just like it is. I'm going to teach it just like you give it. So, Holy Spirit, I pray now that you hide me behind the cross. Let your word go forth, God, with power and authority, oh, God. Your word is true. Your word is anointed. And, God, everybody is not going to receive it. And at the end of the day, God, apostle is not responsible for that. But one thing you for sure, I will be able to say, God, I told them so. I said it. Not only did I say it to them, I said it to myself first. So, God, I thank you and I praise you and I honor you for what you're going to do, God. I pray that someone receives salvation on this line today. I pray that someone will call back in and give a testimony of something that they heard that touched their heart, oh, God, that pricked their heart, God, that would make them want to say, what must I do to be saved? So, Father, we thank you. We praise you. We honor you in the master's name of Jesus Christ. We pray these in all prayers. Amen and amen. Glory to God. We just thank the Lord today. God is so good. I'm telling you, Dr. Vaughn, I went through something this thing this morning. These pods, these air pods, something was just as dead. I said, Lord, have mercy. I got 20 minutes, and I don't even have one green bar. So I just thank the Lord. I was running. I was running from room to room.
Amen.
I said, oh, Lord, I got to call Dr. Vaughn. I said, no, by the time I said I want to call him, the Lord said, you got it plugged in the wrong plug. And I'm telling you, just like that, when I plugged it in the plug that I saw, I said, okay, I had my computer here. But I didn't, I had my computer plugged in, but I didn't have the AirPod plugged in. I said, Lord, this thing is not working.
Praise
God.
God
is so good.
Yes, he is. He is awesome.
But don't you know that Satan will use everything he can to try to block you and get what he don't want to hear nothing about? True revelation, and that's exactly where I'm coming from. We're coming from the book of Revelation today, 2:1. It may be some other chapters and verses pulled in too, but that's going to be where the apostle is going to start from today. The book of Revelation, as we realize, you know, Apostle John wrote that book. So, you know, that book has a purpose. There was a beginning, a Genesis, and there's a Revelation at the end. I said, and we know that Revelation, that is something that has to be revealed to us. It is revealed. He wrote the book late in exile on the, while he was on the Isle of Patmos off the coast of Asia, it is safe to say that no book of the Bible was generated more theories of interpretation over the last two millennia. In this context, probably one of the best approaches to interpreting or understanding Revelation trait on the major themes such as worship. So it said that one of the major themes throughout Revelation is centered around worship. Also in Revelation, they address seven churches. But we're gonna get right on in, and we're going to get in, and we're going to step in. And I really believe from what, I don't know what the Lord will do later, but from right now, I just believe that I'm going to teach the entire book of Revelation, however the Lord leads me to do it. But I don't think I'm coming out of Revelation until I finish, because right now, we think that this thing is a joke. But nothing about what's going on right now is a joke. Because right now we're back in fall. And I'm telling you, COVID is back. More cases every week coming up with COVID. Everybody laying back looking, seeing everybody, because there's a lot of informed people that would do what they need to do. But there's a lot of uninformed people also. I don't tell no one what decision to make one way or the other, because that is not my job. But I'm saying you have to talk to your doctor and find out what you can do, even if it's on a natural basis, to better protect and boost your immune system so that everything that comes does not attach to you. And also the study of the Word of God tells us when the blood was smeared on the doorpost, plague. Had to pass over. So, no matter what karma go, shall not. My eyes, well, I see and behold the reward of the wicked, but it shall not. I'll afflict nobody in my household. My children will not be afflicted by it. And I thank God, even being in the room, staying with a patient with COVID, with my dad before he passed last year, as he was dying, never, ever contracted COVID, never tested positive. And I was right in that room because I refused to go. No. So some things, for God, let me just keep it real. There's nothing too hard for God, COVID or nothing else. But I still say use wisdom. Seek God for wisdom about different things when they come up and ask God what to do. He'll answer you. COVID is not bigger than God. It doesn't have the power of God. COVID can't save you, but Jesus can. He already overcame death, so COVID can't take you nowhere unless God says so. It's already. Let's get into the book. So we're into Revelation chapter. I don't move myself. But anyway, I'm gonna do it just like I got it here. Revelation chapter 1. Revelation chapter 1 and 22 is a description of the eternal state. No judgment. Centering in eternal habitation of the saved. The first heaven, first earth are replaced by a new heaven and a new earth. And that was predicted in Isaiah and 65, chapter 65, verse 17. Now, I just had that, so I sure hope that I put my pencil here. Here it is right here. Isaiah 65, verse 17. It says, "For behold, I create heavens, not heaven, two heavens." As plural means more than one, a new earth, A means one. The former shall not be remembered nor come into mind. I didn't write it, people. I did not write it. But that's the, you know, that's prophecy. That is prophecy. I create. That's God. New heavens and a new earth. So, then it says go to the the first heaven and the first earth are replaced by a new heaven and a new earth. The present universe will thus be cleansed from all. Now, we know that sin has destroyed the planet. It has destroyed people. It has destroyed God's people. It has destroyed many people in the body of Christ. Sin has caused many premature deaths. The effect of sin. There's a cause. Sin. Oh, I know. This is still revelation, so I'm revealing some things to you today, whether you want to hear it or not. You're going to hear it. And so as we got to realize that even when we, in a natural sense, start to have symptoms, when you first go in and a doctor asks you about your symptoms, might ask you, when did it start? Sometimes the doctor says, what is the etiology? Etiology is nothing but the cause of a thing. Etiology. Where did it start from? I can give you all kinds of medication for this or that for a cause, but you could be walking around with pneumonia. Pneumonia is a lot more than just a cough, but the presenting symptoms may be a cough, but underlying that cough, it could be all kinds of bacteria infection. It could be a lung infection. You know, all kinds of stuff could be in your lungs. And you actually are walking around with pneumonia because we do have a thing that a lot of people refer to as walking pneumonia. You are walking around with it. And people say you have no symptoms, but I don't buy into that either, because I believe you have night sweats or you have a low-grade temperature or something at some point. But you still don't know the cause of it, because it's not severe enough yet for you to go in and get treated. Well, sin starts the same way. It starts little by little until it eases upon you. And those things that you took for granted and you thought was funny, even if you weren't doing it, if someone was doing it around you and you participated in the laughter and you thought it was funny and then you passed it on to someone else, you're just as guilty as the person who actually was there doing that, because all of that folly leads to a whole lot of confusion, lying, and sin. There will be no mercy. Preach land space will be fully capable of handling large numbers. God redeemed, because understand this, there are people that are living holy and they're doing everything they know for Christ. But we also know we got a whole lot that don't want to hear nothing about Christ. Don't want to hear nothing about Christ. Don't want to hear nothing about Jesus. Don't want to hear nothing about the Bible. And then if they do hear, they tell you right up, I don't believe in that. Well, guess what? That is your choice, because God gave you free will. So I would dare try to take it away from you. I said, go with that, boo. If it works for you, it works for me. So in verse 21:1, it said, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth was passed away, and there was no more sea. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. A robber, because he's not a robber, but he's going to come. It didn't say he was a coming as a thief. He's coming unannounced. He's not going to send you no letters. Oh, I'll be there on this day at this time. Uh-uh. In which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements help causing the moon and all these other things in the elements, in the firmament, they're going to melt away with a fervent heat. That heat is going to be like a fervent prayer. I said it, a fervent prayer of the righteous avail of much. It's going to be a fervent heat. I mean, a severe heat, so much so until it's going to melt away the elements. Fervent heat. And from the heavens, both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned. It says, look at Second Peter two and two. So I went on and I just put Peter 2 and 2. I know I did it. Okay. 2 Peter 2 and 2 says, and I marked it, 2 Peter 2 and 2. Am I reading that correct? 2 Peter. Oh. 2 Peter 3 verse 10. Okay. 2 Peter 3 verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth and the works that are therein shall be burned up. The day of the Lord, day of the Lord, it describes end time events. That's prophecy. Second coming. And all of that, they talk about it in Daniel and Isaiah and different chapters like that. Peter's description requires the unlimited power of God in dissolving the elements of the universe from which he will create a new heaven and new earth, a new heaven and a new earth. And that's in also Revelation 21 and 22. I'm telling you, it's going to take place. Are we going to look forward to a new heaven and a new earth? A new earth. The area has been the domain of Satan and must be purified before the heaven of God can come down to the new earth. Hear me. The area has been the domain, well, where a person has lived, has really resided. That's your domain, your home, and must be purified. Okay, why would it need to be purified if it wasn't filthy and full of sin? That's why it has to be purified, because there's so much filth, just like Sodom and Gomorrah, but only worse. For the heaven of God can come down to the new earth. Purified is going to be burned up, will be a perfect environment, similar to that of the Garden of Eden. A unique distinction of this new earth will be that the vast oceans, the huge oceans that now cover the whole world's surface, will not be included. Even much more habitable land that where people can live, redeemed of the Lord. New heaven and new earth are actually a heavenly pattern of what the Garden of Eden was a miniature of on earth. We'll see the tree of life restored, water that flows from the throne of God. We're going to see it restored. Restored is coming back. It was here before, but it's going to be restored. We'll see the tree of life, stored with water that flows from the throne of God. It didn't rain in the Garden of Eden. Plants was watered from beneath the earth. They were from beneath the earth. Water in the Garden of Eden flowed out in four rivers, symbolic enough a whole world, corners of the world. The river that flows from the throne of God is the same water that Jesus told the woman at the well. If she drank it, she would never thirst again. That same water that's going to be restored. So you'll never thirst again. In 21 and 2, it said, and I saw John, the holy city. John saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. My Lord, my Lord. I'm telling you, Revelation ain't no joke. God is just so, so, so good. He's so good. God is good. God is a good God. God is good. So good. Now John sees the new holy city. It's not heaven. It's called that everyone who will be in it is holy. John sees the new holy city is not heaven. But it is called that. Everyone who will be in it, holy. Now, that lets you know everyone ain't going to the same place, because it said everyone that will be in it will be holy. Well, what about the unholy? Pray for them also. I promise you, and it's not heaven, and it's not even called heaven. It's called hell. This is Christ's kingdom. Kingdom, if you're not one of his redeemed. Accept Jesus as your Savior. Come on, people. We just got to get real with this. I can lie to you until Jesus comes, but it's not going to help you. Blessed and holy is the one who has a part in the first resurrection. Word of God is not apostles' word. Let's see what Revelation 20 and verse 6 says. Blessed and holy is he that has part in the first resurrection. On such, the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Did you hear that? You're blessed if you're part of the first resurrection. Second death, the second death then has no power over you. You shall be priests of God. Christ. You shall reign with him 10 years. That benefits serving God. You're not going to have to endure a lot of this stuff. People who reject Christ and don't want to have nothing to do with him. You're not going to have to endure a lot of that stuff, because we are hidden in Christ. In the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. See, the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. God will take care of his own. So we're going to go back here. The new Jerusalem will be coming down to the new heaven and the new earth mentioned in 1, the old heaven and earth, which was in chapter 20 and 11, fled away and was no more. Gone, kaput. Gone. Eradicated. Done. The city is illustrated as a bride because it contains the bride and takes on her character. Saw the bride adorned for her husband because the time for the consummation had arrived. Concept of the bride includes not only the church, but all the rest of the redeemed all the ages who will live forever that eternal city. See, it's not just the church that the bride is coming back, the current church. For all of the redeemed, all the ages, is the word of God. He's coming back for his. Their bride too. He's coming back for his bride. They're his bride too. God in Christ. That when all of these things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him. Jesus will be subject to God. God may be all in all. Come on, somebody. Act like you know. Time is winding up. Time is winding up. We see a lot of this stuff happening already. We see things, they talking about things falling out of the sky. Those are not things. God is giving you signs and wonders, and we are seeing supernatural miracles happening all over the world, and we still standing there looking dumbfounded. Wake up out of your slumber, and that goes for the whole body of Christ. Wake up. God can't you see, because he's not going to announce when he's coming. You see the signs? Follow the book. He gave us the whole of the Bible, 66. Whole map. So ready. So no man knows. No man knows. When the Son of Man shall appear. And he just told us that again. The tabernacle of God. And I heard a voice out of heaven saying, this is 21 and 3. Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And be their God. He will be with them, and he will be their God. The bride, the new Jerusalem, new saints. I mean, the redeemed. That the tabernacle of God is with men. The tabernacle with the original symbol of God dwelling with his people. In eternity, mankind will dwell with God. In that eternal state, we will not only enjoy fellowship with our redeemed loved ones, but we'll also have actual fellowship with God himself. Now, who would want to serve a God like that? We are actually not going to have to run from church to church to have fellowship, and half of the time is fake and false, and they don't even want to see you other than for the offering. But we're going to fellowship with a true and living, holy, righteous, and just God. The redeemed, those that live for Christ, for the holy ones, because if you're not holy, you will not make it. You will not be able to stand before a holy God. You will not depart. But knew you. Went around telling that lie, talking about you know me, but you never knew me because you never came before me to talk to me about nothing. You did you. But I've been God all along. I'm telling you, I don't bite bullets. And that's just not my style. So I am what I am, and I don't try to be nothing else. Tabernacle here means dwelling place of God. Tabernacle, dwelling place of God. Lord, prepare me. Prepare me. Prepare me, God, that you will tabernacle within my heart. The tabernacle was the original symbol of God dwelling with his people. The tabernacle, inner, outer, and most holy, holy of holies. That was the tabernacle. In the court of holy. Eternity, mankind will dwell with God. In that eternal state, we will not only enjoy fellowship, but we're going to fellowship with God ourselves. No longer will he be veiled, a human form of Jesus Christ, in a cloud. Fire. Oh, holy. Be with him. Be with him. He will no longer be veiled. No longer be veiled. Fully available to us. Just like God walked with Adam in the Garden of Eden, he will be in heaven with us continually. So Matthew 5 and verse 8 states, the pure in heart shall see God. The pure in heart, not the sinful in heart, but the pure in heart. Those whose motives are pure, those who have received Christ, those who have allowed God to sanctify them wholly. You say, I went to the altar and shook my pastor's hand, now I got the Holy Spirit. No, you don't. You don't have nothing but a handshake from another man. Don't have no Holy Spirit to give you. It's a gift from God, not a gift from man. I helped you out, I hope. Call me, inbox me. I'll tell you the same thing twice. Adam and the pure in heart shall see God. Believers will see God as he is, y'all. Anybody. So it says that you couldn't even look at God and live. When we get there, no more death. There's no more death. There is no more sickness. There is no more tears. As praise is worshiping, it's worshiping God. 24/7, we are worshiping God. We are praising God. We're just in a place of joy. No more worry about no bill. No more death. Oh, how I'm going to do this? How I'm going to do this? How I'm going to build this church, which you don't need to build anyway. Just go on and work the church that's out here. There's enough churches out here already. You will work them effectively. You wouldn't have to keep building for three people. So straight up, you know, you can build as many churches as you want. But if their hearts are never converted, you're building churches just for people to sit in and hear you talk. Because it's a heart thing. God is looking at your heart. Your heart got to be converted, people. Not you getting dressed up, wearing a big hat with a long piece of jewelry, a pin stuck through it, holding it on your head. It's a heart matter. Matters of the heart. It's a heart matter. Get your, because that's why I said man looks at the outside, but God taking a surveillance of your heart. He's taking inventory of your heart. He really is. He's checking that heart out from start to finish. They said, well, God know my heart. No, God knows you created. He didn't create just a heart. He created a whole human being. He knows all of you. But he also knows the sinful thoughts of your heart, the deceitfulness of your heart. For the word of God tells us that the heart is deceitfully wicked. That. I don't want to be lied to. I don't want to go nowhere sitting up every Sunday with people lying to me, making me think that I'm okay and I'm on my way to hell. Don't lie to me. Tell me the truth. Find out whether I get mad or what, but at least give me the opportunity to go to God and to repent and get it right. God said, wipe away all tears. Did I not just say that? 21:4. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death. Did not the apostle just tell you that? Nor sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. Apostle don't have to worry about no more arthritis in her hip, in her knees, no more passive disease, no more none of that. And neither do you. There's no sickness known to man that God does not heal. In heaven, it is disease-free. It is sickness-free. Cannot get into heaven. Heaven is a pure place. It's a clean place. It's a holy place. Sin is not our portion. This is not our portion. A lot of it we do to ourselves because we will not obey God. We abuse our bodies, but God still loves you because he's a God of love. We love you too. Don't you know that the people that walked right beside Jesus didn't hear him? Some did, but many rejected him. You know they rejected him because they killed him. Know this. I don't care how low you take. Baby, let me think of your mind. Don't even worry about shacking right now because you don't have no place to stay. Continue to shack, baby. God's all right with that. He just waits for you to find your place. You are alive from the pit of hell. I said it. It's not okay for you to shack until you find a place because shacking ain't got nothing to do with you finding a place. You shacking because you want to lay up with a man and hope. Tell the truth. Straight up. 3 years, do you think it all was a peach and a cream? Nope. I was saying that I never messed up. I have. But know this. Even if you know you're in a place, you can ask God to help you. God, I'm in this situation. Yes, I am with a man, and I'm not married to him. But God, work it out so I can find me a place. Go to the pastor and even talk to the pastor. You don't know who your pastor may know. He may know someone. They have a place that you could go and stay until you go to the counseling, if you decide that you still want to be together and you can come together in a way that will bring glory to God and not shame on the body of Christ, and especially to your leader that is teaching against sin. And then if half of your congregation is shacking, you're missing the mark, boo. If you are addressing it and they continue to do it, guess what? Sit their behind down and still. No, you don't put nobody out of the church. Just sit them down. Let them listen. Let them be taught until they can obey, until God can prick their heart and they can see that the wages of sin is still death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And God desires that they all come to the knowledge of the truth and give their hearts to him, that they will spend eternity with God as well. God bless you on today. This is Apostle Smallwood with Matters of the Heart. I am founder and apostle, and I thank the Lord for this word today, because now I'm more clear than anything. Because even as I was ministering this word, God said you're to minister every word, every chapter, until you get to the end. So I did no starting off, but I am positive I'm going to pick right back up here. I'm going all the way through the book of Revelation, and I'm not coming out until somebody else comes out and they are delivered and set free. God bless you until next time. Dr. Kevin is back in your hands.
Thank you so much, Apostle Smallwood. What a powerful word today, ladies and gentlemen. I hope y'all paying attention out there, folks. I hope y'all paying attention, Apostle. They need to pay attention to you today.
That Hello.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Yes, thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for just joining us, folks. This is Matters of the Heart broadcast with Apostle Cecilia Smallwood. Apostle, I was taking some notes, and we got to make this as so serious as you always say. This is very serious, folks.
Jesus.
Very, very serious. And ladies and gentlemen, the word of God, please understand. And Apostle, the word I wrote down while you was talking was think. If people just think about what's going on, you don't even have to believe and be a believer yet. Just think about stuff is not right, out of order, out of sync, out of frequency.
Yes, sir.
If you just think as a human being, just think this is wrong. You got to understand there's got to be a right to that, and that's through the blood of Jesus Christ. Please understand, if you need to have just a call out, just call out to the Lord. You may not even believe there's a God, but God, you said something's not right. Please help me understand that you are real. He'll do that for you, folks. The word of God is alive and active. Please know that. Just like it's more active than the air we breathe. We can't even see it, but it's important to us. Let it go away and see what happens to my body. Come on, people. Just think about it. We want your soul saved. It's not a religion, folks. It's a fact of life. God is real. God is real. That's what Matters of the Heart is, because your heart matters. Dr. Smallwood is here for your heart. Stop playing with your heart. Just stop and think. We got too many distractions, Dr. Smallwood, sometimes. People get so distracted, can't even think. Can't even think. Y'all think. Just stop and think. Go somewhere. Go to the park. Do it in your bathtub. Whatever. Just think about what's going on and say, wait a minute. This is not right. There's got to be a God in heaven. Let me find out more about this. That's what the heart is all about, folks. Please know that. So the matters of the heart matters because it's personal, folks. It's personal. It's personal. Who doesn't care? Who doesn't want the best for themselves? You got to understand, Jesus Christ is the only way. He's the only way, ladies and gentlemen. So please stop playing with your life and with your soul. And I think most of us would agree. 8 billion people, I think we all would agree that we're not going to be here forever. I think people would know that. I don't care what religion you are. We're not going to live this life forever. That's one indicator right there that we're going to pass on, and you better know where you're going. And the only one that came to earth to say that he is the only way to the Father is Jesus the Christ. That's the only way. Everything else don't matter. You can please understand that. This is not a joke. This is not religion. This
Hallelujah.
Is a fact of life. That's what the matters of the heart
is. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you so much, Apostle.
God
thank you, Apostle.
Thank
please
you,
remind us. Yes, please remind us to never apologize for bringing that word. We're going to make people mad. That's what we want. Make you mad. Maybe you'll think
hallelujah,
about your heart.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So thank you so much, Apostle, for the words today.
Woo! Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much, Apostle.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Apostle, for this word, because people need to hear it. They've got to hear it. Apostle loves you so much, folks. Apostle, Apostle loves you so much, he's going to bring you the word, folks. We've got to bring you the word. We thank you so much for that. Apostle, God in heaven, we thank you for Apostle right now. We thank you for Apostle Smallwood and her ministry and her family and her heart. And we just love you, Father God. We know you are real. We know that Christ died. He rose again and is now at the right hand of the Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you for all the souls that will hear this around the world, Father God, and come to you right now. It's very simple. All they got to do is say, Father, please reveal yourself to me. I don't understand this all. I haven't read the Bible. I haven't listened to nothing. I haven't gone to church, but I know something's not right. And Father God, I need understanding. He'll do it for you, folks. God will reveal himself to you. Just call him. Because call on him. Just think about your heart. What the matters of the heart is all about, ladies and gentlemen. It's about your heart. Stop playing games with your heart. Some people keep their house, and you got to do this. Or keep your house clean, keep your car clean. But more people keep their car clean than their heart. Come on now. Come on now.
You
got to keep your house clean. Now you got to do that. Keep your house clean, keep your car clean. I'm not saying not do that. I'm just saying you got to have your heart cleaner than your house, cleaner than your home, cleaner than your car. That's all we're saying. Come on now. Matters of the heart is just for that.
Your heart.
Yes, it's the heart. That's what God is seeking. Because none of this stuff we taking, Apostle, we ain't taking nothing with us. Hallelujah. We ain't taking nothing with us. So your heart is the only thing that God is going to take with you.
My God, my God.
Oh, man. Please understand that, folks. It's all in the word. And I want to encourage everybody who's listening, read the word for yourself. Please read it for yourself.
Glory to God.
And say,
yes,
God,
Lord.
Please, I don't understand it all, but please read it for yourself. And then you'll, the God that of the universe, because Apostle reminded us earlier, there is nothing too hard for God. He knows everything, everything from your bottom of your toe to the top of your head and every intricate. Every detail of your body he created. You don't think he know everything?
Whatever
the smallest thing, Apostle, in our body is, whatever that is, the smallest tiny molecule, he knows about it. So, folks, give God the praise today. Give him the honor. Do you please just think, though. Just think about what's going on, folks. You know it's not right. You know it's not right the way we're treating each other. You know it's not right the way we treat each other.
Oh, my God.
You know it's
my
not
God.
Right.
My God.
We know it's not right
no
how we treat
each other. No fellowship in earth, ain't no. We no
that's
fellowship
right.
with you in heaven.
We know that's not right, folks. So think about it and ask God to reveal himself to you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Chief.
Apostle, any final thoughts? Any final thoughts, ma'am? God bless you, Apostle. Anything you'd like to say, Apostle, before we go to song? Thank you so much.
So I'm just telling you, it hit me hard. I said, this word, it got to get out. I don't care how many revelation. But if you don't know revelation, you really don't know what you're looking for, what you, because is the prophecy fulfilled. You must stay in the book of Revelation. It's no way around it. God addressed all of these churches. So he's coming back for a bride. That means he's coming back for his church. We are the church. We are those bodies. We are our temples are the ones that have to be cleaned.
Yes.
He don't want no building. He's coming back for us. So we got to take it serious. It's not a joke, people. People are dying every day all around us and being shot down. And we sitting here making jokes about how many people got killed. It's no joke. That is an ignorant person that does that.
Yes. Yes.
No,
amen,
Apostle. A joke. And if it wasn't important, he wouldn't have never put it in the Bible.
That's right.
It is important. seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these other things God will add unto you. But first of all, you better get that heart right.
Amen. Amen, Apostle. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this is Matters of the Heart with the wonderful Apostle Smallwood. She's given the word today. And we want to have you put this on your calendar, folks. The Lord willing, we'll be here every Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on the network, folks, with Apostle Smallwood as she's in the book of Revelations. And we want you guys to pay attention. We want you to share this out and let people know about the word of the Lord. Folks, this is very serious. We want you to take it serious, folks. And we want you to understand that God loves you so much. He in his word, he wants no one to perish. But he's going to give you choice. Yeah. Apostle mentioned earlier, he wants to give you a choice, though. We have to decide we want to love him. We want to be with him. And that's what the Matters of the Heart is all about. So, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you so much for joining us today. Hey, if you need to get in touch with Apostle or myself, give me a call first at 404-401-0233. If you need prayer, give me a call. We'd love to pray with you at 404-401-0233. If you have any questions, if I can't answer them, I'll get Apostle Smallwood to help you as well. But let's talk. Let's have communication about the word because your heart matters. Dr. Smallwood, have an awesome rest of the day. And thank you so
God
much.
God bless you. You too, sir. God bless you.
Amen. Love you so much. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Love you too.
Amen. Everybody have a great day. And remember that Jesus is Lord.
To what his word says,
God has spoken.
Let the church
say,
amen. Ooh, yeah. Make this your response to whatever he
says,
from the healing of your body to the raising of the dead. How your world is reeling, battle on through the night, cause you're gonna win the fight, even in the valley, or standing at your red sea, continue to say, cause your help is on the way. My God has spoken, I heard him, so let the church say, the church said, all we needed was a word from the Lord. We've got it, so
let the church
let the whole church
God
has spoken. Well, let the church say. To die,
amen.
Knowing that God is not a man,
amen.
He just can't lie,
amen.
In spite of what,
amen.
What the devil does,
amen.
Know you've got a word,
amen.
That has come from above,
amen.
Faith must be,
amen.
Must be what you say,
amen.
So open your mouth.
Church.
Amen.
Amen.
Let the church say. Let the church say.
Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this is the Matters of the Heart broadcast with Dr. Smallway. We're so glad that you joined us today. Thank you so much. Have an awesome day. Have a great weekend coming up. And also remember, Jesus is Lord. Take care, everybody. And we thank God for you today. And remember to outlove, outserve, and outforgive each other. And have a wonderful day. Keep smiling. Jesus is with you.